Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School's theater troupe recently earned 5 awards from the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards Showcase and will be honored on Monday, June 4th. Thomas Dykstra, Mara Juffer, Colby DeVries, and Emma Stravers join us on today's program to talk about the honor. First of all, what does it mean to have the award and to be recognized for your performance?
Our award that we received this year was an Outstanding Technical Award, which is basically just goes to recognize all of our set, lighting, sound, basically the whole production going together. So it's a really cool award because everybody worked together to receive that award.
All 4 of you also received individual recognition. Remind our listeners what part you played and what it means to be recognized for your performance.
I played Sir Thénardier, who's the innkeeper in it, and he's basically the one guy who's kind of the comedic relief in the whole story.
I played Madame Thénardier. I was his wife. And it was just really cool to kind of let it go and be a little bit out there and not play, quote unquote, a normal character. And I think that's what really showed us off, was that we were willing to go outside the box and get a little bit uncomfortable and have fun with it.
My name is Mara Juffer, and I played Cosette in Les Mis. And this recognition was especially cool for me because it's my very first leading role in a production. So it was cool to be recognized for like how much I've grown in that experience. So
my name is Thomas Dykstra, and I received an award for my role as Jean Valjean in Les Mis. It just means a lot that all of the hard work that I put in and all 3 of us put in was recognized, and it's just kind of nice to have some external validation of like I played my role well and that the audience connected with it and the adjudicators also connected with my performance as well.
What were some of your favorite memories then from performing that? Now that it's so many months later, the fall musical at Pella Christian, if people don't know, is a big deal, and it's a lot of time, and I'm sure there was a lot of memories made during that time.
One of my favorite scenes in the whole thing would probably be my scene, which is the beginning end scene where it opens. And it starts out with me just kind of pickpocketing people and starting a whole song with everyone in the bar, and everyone's all drunken and happy and throwing their cares out the window. And it's just kind of one of the different scenes because everything's kind of leading up, trying to develop a serious plot. And then we're kind of thrown in there to add a little more to the story, but then to also add a different element and a different feeling and emotion to the audience and add a little more color to the whole story.
My favorite like scene in the musical was like the first time that I'm seen as Cosette, when Marius runs into me and I drop my basket, and then we both like look into each other's eyes, and it's like the love at first sight moment. I just thought that was really fun to play. Like, you just kind of sit there in awe for a second. So yeah, that was probably my favorite part of the actual show for me.
After having the time to actually watch our performance, because we have video recordings of it, one of my favorite scenes to watch is actually when we're at the barricade. And it's just crazy to see how, well, we worked on those scenes for such a long time. Thought through every single different fall that every guy did and, you know, timing the gunshots and everything. And it just looks so good and really emotional. So I think that those scenes are really important because then the audience was connecting to the severity of the storyline and that kind of thing.
One of my favorite memories from the show is kind of just how well the cast worked together. Each of us really cared about the show and put a lot of time and effort into it. And I remember just certain rehearsals where things would just click, like the choreography or someone's character would just show. And not only did I play Madame Thénardier, I'm also the dance captain, so I get to kind of oversee and help direct in a little bit of a sense. So it'd be really cool just to see people finally stepping out of their own shoes and into their character shoes, and just seeing the production come together from the very beginning when we all sang our solos for the first time to our last dress rehearsal, when it was all put together, all the costumes and sets and lights and everything.
And then, as I understand, this won't be your last high school performance, though, because at the actual event coming up in June, the 3 of you to the right here will have a chance to perform. Let our listeners know a little bit about what you'll be doing and maybe why they should come on out and see you and all the other Iowa High School Musical Theater performers.
So the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards are kind of like a high school version of the Tony Awards. So some schools will be able to perform in a little excerpt of their own musical that they put on, but a lot of the performances are kind of mashups of really iconic musicals or that kind of thing. So you'll have an opening number and a closing number. We get to be a part of the closing number.
The super awesome thing about this program and a multitude of other programs through Des Moines Performing Arts is that we get to work with professionals. There's a professional choreographer and a professional music director that we get to work with in doing this program, and that's what I'm most excited about, is working with a bunch of other students who really truly care about theater and also getting to work with some professionals who have dedicated their lives to that.
Once again, that was Thomas Dykstra, Mara Juffer, Colby DeVries, and Emma Stravers discussing honors they received for their fall performance of Les Miserables from the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards Showcase, which takes place on Monday, June 4th. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.